Good afternoon and welcome for the call to opposition to Corey Wilson for the Fifth Circuit Conference. My name is Brandon and I'll be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session during which you can dial star 1 if you have a question. Please note this conference is being recorded and I will now turn it over to LaShawn Warren. You may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm LaShawn Warren, Executive Vice President for Government Affairs at the Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights, a coalition of more than 220 national organizations working to build an America as good as its ideals. We join you today during a time when people across the country are struggling. The COVID-19 pandemic has upended all of our lives for months, and with the murder of Mr. Floyd and too many other Black people, we find ourselves confronting yet another public crisis of police brutality, part of systemic racism that has lasted hundreds of years. We are fighting for our health and the safety of our families, for our jobs and our economic security, for voting rights, for civil rights, and for the very future of our democracy. Yet last week, Senator Majority Leader McConnell acted with false urgency to confirm Justin Walker to the D.C. Circuit to a seat that isn't vacant until September. He didn't take up meaningful police reform accountability measures. He didn't take up the HEROES Act. He instead rushed through his former intern, Justin Walker, to a seat on one of the most powerful courts in our country. And Trump and McConnell are not stopping there. They're refusing to take up bills that will meaningfully address the real problems this country is facing. Over a month ago, we urged McConnell and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham to prioritize the serious health and racial justice crisis our country is facing right now, instead of sneaking judicial nominees through the Senate. We urge them to take the pandemic seriously, to take people's health seriously, to take our very lives seriously, but they aren't. Instead, they're doubling down on creating a judiciary that they hope rolls back hard-fought progress and civil rights protections. This week, Mitch McConnell is rewarding Corey Wilson, who called the Affordable Care Act perverse and illegitimate, with a lifetime seat in Mississippi on the Fifth Circuit. Wilson is openly hostile to voting rights and refuses to acknowledge that voter suppression tactics, like the ones we saw in Georgia earlier this month, those tactics make it nearly impossible for Black people to exercise their right to vote. Mississippians and all of us deserve better. The Fifth Circuit has a critical role in civil rights history. The first case to enforce the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was brought in Mississippi. Fifth Circuit judges have been recognized for their work to implement Brown versus Board of Education in the South, despite public resistance. The Fifth Circuit also covers the most racially diverse populations of all the circuits. Two of the three Fifth Circuit states, Mississippi and Louisiana, have the largest Black percentages of Black people in the country, 38% and 32% respectively. And Texas has the second largest percentage of Latinx people in the country. Yet Trump has exacerbated the lack of representation on the bench in the Fifth Circuit. If Wilson is confirmed, 14 of its 17 active judges would be white and 13 would be male. Corey Wilson has clear contempt for organizations working to combat discrimination and voter suppression. He has called organizations fighting voter suppression rent-a-mobs. He has expressed knee-jerk support for discriminatory photo ID laws. Wilson's lack of judicial temperament does not stop there. He has a history of malicious rants and personal attacks on social media, the kinds of remarks that make him ill-equipped to assess facts fairly and render impartial decisions in cases that involve civil and human rights. Wilson's opposition to reasonable gun safety laws that would make our community safer, support of legislation that attempted to ban abortions before many people even know they're pregnant, and his support of a law that would allow public officials to discriminate against LGBTQ people is deeply disturbing and reflects a deeply held bias. President Trump and Mitch McConnell are installing unfit, anti-civil rights nominees into lifetime positions on the court. We continue to fight back and ask senators to reject Wilson's nomination. I am deeply honored today to be joined by a number of luminaries and civil rights leaders in this space. First, I would like to introduce and call upon Congressman Benny Thompson to speak. Congressman Thompson represents the 2nd Congressional District in Mississippi and has been a champion for civil rights for many years. Thank you for joining, Congressman Thompson.
So Congressman Thompson has not dialed in. Yes.
Yes. So we will go on to our next luminary and speaker. Next, I'd like to welcome and invite NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson to provide reflections.
Thank you. And let me begin by saying Corey Wilson's nomination is not a national priority, as Mitch McConnell and the majority in the Senate would like people to believe. Let me call you to the attention of what is a priority today. People of all communities, of all races, of all ages, gender, and backgrounds are in the streets demanding an end of the police killings of black people. This should be the top priority for the Senate right now. Here's another priority that supersedes any consideration of Corey Wilson's nomination. It's called the coronavirus pandemic. This deadly pandemic still is raging and still is impacting African-American community most harshly. This is what the Senate should be addressing, not Trump's 53rd appellate judge nominee. Corey Wilson's nomination to the Mississippi seat on the Fifth Circuit is very personal to me and to the NAACP, as I am a resident still in Mississippi. I know that black Mississippians have struggled long and hard for the right to vote. This is the state where Medgar Evers was assassinated for his voting rights work. 54 years ago today, James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, Mickey Schroeder were murdered by Klansmen for registering black people to vote in Mississippi. The Department of Justice filed its first case under the Voting Rights Act against the state of Mississippi. And although Mississippi has the highest percentage of black residents, no black candidate has been elected statewide since Reconstruction, which further underlines the need for a nominee who respects the right to vote, not a nominee who seeks to suppress the right to vote of African Americans. Corey Wilson simply cannot represent the state on the Fifth Circuit, where voting rights are always on the docket. Just listen to his animosity to the right to vote, which is the foundational to all rights and to this democracy. Several bullet points. Corey Wilson helped craft a voter ID law, which we oppose, I personally oppose, as state president of Mississippi NAACP, because of the discriminatory impact it will have on the black vote. Wilson denies that voter suppression exists at all. He calls it an agenda. When the Mississippi NAACP complained that voter ID will suppress the vote, Corey stated, "It's poppycock unless you cannot unless you count the dead vote," which in case was not right. There is no evidence that there have ever been a dead person voting under that voter ID would have permitted prevented in Mississippi. Wilson has attacked the Justice Department and national civil rights organizations for enforcing the Voting Rights Act. He's called my organization a rent-a-mob organization. At his hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, he refused to say that voter ID laws can suppress the vote. Corey Wilson is a part of the GOP vote suppression playbook, stacked to court to deny access to voting for African Americans, Latinos, and any other group they disagree with. Trump is packing the court to restrict the right to vote. They want to challenge that we make they want challenges that we make to voter suppression to end up before judges, so they can dismiss it outright. We have an entire report naming Trump judges with long anti-voter records. There are so many to name. Corey Wilson is one of the worst offenders. He should be nowhere near the Fifth Circuit, which presides over the highest percentage of residents of color where voting rights are always on the docket. When you consider Louisiana black population, Mississippi's black population, and Texas black and Latino population, it is the highest populations of communities of colors at any of the circuits. On top of that, Corey Wilson is one more white nominee to the appellate court. Trump has nominated 47 white appellate judges, but not one black judge. The last black appellate judge was confirmed 6 years ago. This is a national disgrace, and it underlines what should actually be a top priority when you consider the current climate in this country. This is our bottom line. An anti-voter judge should never serve on this Deep South court, not even in the Trump era, not even in the Mitch McConnell Senate. No one is bringing a voting rights appeal before Corey Wilson could possibly hope for a fair hearing. He is incapable of providing a fair hearing when it comes to voting rights. He has demonstrated that through his legal career. He's all but stated that directly and indirectly in the Senate hearing, and we must stand in opposition to his appointment. His bias against voting rights and their enforcement is simply too strong. Corey Wilson's confirmation is not a national priority. It should not happen now or at any time. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Next, I would like to introduce Mark Morial, the president and CEO of the National Urban League and former mayor of the city of New Orleans. Mark?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Derek, for those remarks. I'm proud to join in expressing our strong opposition to the confirmation of Corey Wilson to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. I grew up in the Fifth Circuit. And the Fifth Circuit of my childhood was a Fifth Circuit that helped to expand civil rights, stood for the desegregation of schools. This appointment is a slap in the face to that legacy. This appointment of someone who is clearly not qualified to be a judge and is better qualified to be a Fox News contributor or a right-wing advocate, insults the people of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. I think the record is clear that he's been opposed to LGBTQ rights in a viral and nasty way. He's been hostile to health care in a way that is just simply irrational. He's defended discriminatory photo ID laws in a way that's overtly partisan and political. He's opposed common sense gun safety laws as a state legislator. And this appointment continues President Trump's deep and abiding lack of diversity in his judicial appointments. President Trump's judicial appointments are as least diverse of any president, perhaps, in the last 50 years. We are compelled by responsibility to say to the United States Senate to please oppose Corey Wilson's nomination. Like his nomination for the district court just a while ago, this nomination should be withdrawn. It should be withdrawn from the files of the Senate, particularly in these times. A judge is a person who maintains a temperament and an open-mindedness which allows them to adjudicate important cases. This is an ideological, opinionated individual who has no place on the federal bench, no place on the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. So the National Urban League, our affiliates in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, join in saying no to Corey Wilson. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I would also like to introduce our next speaker, Lisa Kyler Barrett, and she is the Director of Policy for the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. Lisa?
Thanks so much, LaShawn. Again, my name is Lisa Kyler Barrett, and LDF is the nation's oldest civil rights legal organization. We were founded in 1940 by Thurgood Marshall, and we've been an entirely separate organization from the NAACP since 1957. My colleagues have already shared a bit about the current environment, but I want to underscore what we are facing in this country. We continue to experience the COVID-19 pandemic, which has exacted not only a public health crisis, but also an economic crisis unlike anything this country has seen since the Great Depression. The pandemic has exposed and exacerbated inequities in this country, with Black people being disproportionately impacted, dying at nearly three times the rate of white people in this country. Unfortunately, this pandemic is not only a public health emergency and an economic crisis, it is also a threat to the very foundation of our democracy, free and fair elections. We must never forget the images we saw in Wisconsin in April and a few weeks ago in Georgia, with thousands of mask-wearing Americans standing in staggered lines extended over city blocks as they waited to vote amidst the most dangerous pandemic this country has faced in a century. None of them could be certain they would avoid contracting the deadly coronavirus, yet they stood in line for hours to exercise the fundamental right that the Supreme Court described 134 years ago as preservative of all rights. And in the midst of the pandemic, we're seeing civil unrest across the country, ignited by the killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and most recently Rashard Brooks, and countless others at the hands of police officers. Yet in the midst of all of this, the Republican-led Senate has opted to prioritize advancing the nomination of Corey Wilson to the federal bench. Against this backdrop, the Senate's ongoing consideration of judicial nominees is unacceptable on its own, and it is even more egregious in light of Mr. Wilson's record on voting rights and his lack of experience. Corey Wilson has demonstrated overt hostility to voting rights and, in fact, has trivialized the severity of voter suppression. He's expressed opposition to the broad provision of health care, and he lacks the litigation experience and legal acumen necessary to serve as a federal judge. Corey Wilson has been nominated to the Fifth Circuit, which is the federal appellate court for Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. These three states have a history of voter suppression and racial tension. The Fifth Circuit also presides over the highest percentage of residents of color in the country, and people of color, and particularly Black people, are often the targets of voter suppression tactics. So you've also already heard information about the comments and record of Mr. Wilson regarding voting. I'm not going to repeat those. Those alone render him unqualified for this position. I do want to lift up the importance of experience. Mr. Wilson's level of experience is woefully lacking to support a nomination to the federal bench. He currently serves as a judge on the Mississippi Court of Appeals and has only been in that position for a little over a year. He has not served as a trial judge or presided over any cases. At the time that he completed his Senate Judiciary Committee questionnaire, he had not written any significant opinions on federal or state constitutional issues, and he estimated that over the course of his career, he has tried only three cases to judgment. To underscore the importance of experience, I want to reference the observations of a former law clerk to Justice Thurgood Marshall. In a tribute to Justice Marshall after his retirement, she wrote, "Justice Marshall knew how to read a record. He knew how trials work, the importance of fact-finding, how lawyers and judges can influence a jury without leaving tracks in the record, the importance of procedural rules in preserving justice. He knew about police procedures, the interactions between law enforcement and criminal defendants, how government agencies work. His practical trial experience generated a sophisticated understanding of issues and records, the kind of understanding that is essential for effective appellate judging. As a legal organization, we feel strongly that experience matters, and particularly so for a position that is a lifetime appointment to a court which presides over cases with a troubled history on issues that are critical to Black people and other people of color. We do not find that Mr. Wilson's experience is consistent with the rigor and the standard, high standard required of a circuit court judge. This is a time when the Senate should be squarely focused on the catastrophic impact of the COVID pandemic and remedying the tremendous unrest we are experiencing throughout this country. Instead of advancing a nominee who makes light of voter suppression, it should be working to ensure that everyone is able to safely exercise their right to vote as we endure the COVID pandemic. LDF strongly opposes the nomination of Corey Wilson. His expressed views and statements leave little room to believe that he could rule without bias and prejudice as a judge, and demonstrates a lack of impartiality and respect necessary to be a judge. Each United States federal judge plays a critical role in upholding the Constitution and other laws of this country, including the Voting Rights Act. Mr. Wilson further does not have the appropriate experience to be a federal judge, and again, we strongly oppose his nomination.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Before we go to questions, it's my understanding that Congressman Thompson may have been tied up, but in case he was able to join, I thought I would just give him an opportunity to speak. Congressman Thompson, have you been able to join? Okay. So, Brandon, why don't we proceed with questions?
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. There may be a delay before the first question is announced. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset first before dialing. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And on the line, we have Jacqueline Thompson. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Thompson with the National Law Journal. Thanks for having this call today. You've all spoken about the lack of diversity for President Trump's judicial nominees, but they're also generally young, which means they could stay on the bench for decades, which also guarantees that a significant part of the bench will look white and male for a pretty long period of time. I was hoping, and you know this is directed generally, so anyone who feels compelled to answer, please do, but could you talk a bit more about the longstanding impact that could have on the interpretation of the law moving forward, particularly civil rights law at this moment?
This is Lisa Kyler Barrett from the Legal Defense Fund. I'll jump in, and others feel free to jump in also. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. The nominees that we are seeing from this administration are extremely young. And as I said in my remarks, these are lifetime appointments. So we will likely see these folks on the bench for the next 40, 50 years. And they will be making decisions about voter ID laws, about, whether a case is strong enough to bring various civil rights claims. They'll be making decisions about employment matters and who has access to health care and all of those things that will have an impact for a number of years. So not just impacting the lives of the folks, of all of us, but also our children and possibly their children. And so this issue of judicial nominations, while we've been doing a lot of work collectively to lift it up, we also have tried to do a lot of work to help folks really understand the impact on the day-to-day lives of a number of everyone in the country. And so I think your point is well taken. We face a number of obstacles, and I know one of my colleagues mentioned sort of the makeup of this Fifth Circuit, but I also just want to note that I believe that President Trump has appointed a number of judges to this circuit court already. I believe it's 5. I may be mistaken. I can double check that, but I believe he's already appointed 5 of the 17 judges that are sitting on the court. So also having a tremendous influence just on this court itself.
Yeah. And this is Derek. I was on mute. They've already start issuing hostile rulings. A Trump judge has already said voters can't sue the state under the Voting Rights Act. The Supreme Court already denied a humane approach during the Wisconsin election when they wouldn't allow an extension in the date. So we're going to be filling this for the lifetime that many of these appointees serve on the bench. And Corey Wilson at his age could conceivably be on the bench for the next 30-plus years. That is extremely problematic, not only for African Americans. That's problematic, having a healthy democracy.
Okay, and once again, if you do have a question, please dial star 1. Standing by for any further questions. And it looks like we have no further questions at this time.
Okay, thank you, Brandon. And we thank you all for joining this call. Have a good evening.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect.